high on my list is a thorough check of exemplars. We must be certain they are what they purport to be. Let me cite a particular case example which comes to mind. At issue were several threatening letters that had been received by witnesses who had testified before the grand jury in this case, which involved robberies and assaults, and they were expected to testify at trial. And these letters were handwritten, and they threatened these prospective witnesses with dire consequences if they showed up and testified. I was able to get copies of the materials that were presented to the grand jury, and a would-be handwriting examiner had identified these questioned threatening letters with exemplars purported to have been written by the defendant. I examined this material, and the would-be examiner was correct in associating the questioned letters and the would-be exemplars. The only thing wrong was the defendant hadn't written the exemplars. They came out of jail surroundings, and I'm always alert to that kind of thing because convicts and those in jail have great fun trying to bamboozle document examiners and anybody else. He directed other inhabitants of the county jail. They wrote the letters. My point is, examiners have to be very careful that exemplars truly represent the writing of whoever is purported to have written them.